You're listening to the WP Tonic, WordPress and Tech, focused on building a successful business in WordPress aimed at the WordPress professional and power user. Join Jonathan Denwood and Kurt Von Annen as your host and co-host as we bring you great discussions from around the globe.
Welcome back, folks, to the WP Tonic Show. This is episode 996. We've got a special episode here. We're going to be talking about AI, WordPress, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I thought, who should I get on the show to discuss this? And then I realised, friend of the show, we should get Spencer Forum, the evil genius on the show. Mr. AI, WordPress and AI.
Is it you, actually, or is it AI mock-up?
It is actually you, isn't it?
We have actually got you on the show. You'll know it's not me because I'll be much more handsome and young if it's
all right. I thought that
this is the real 59-year-old man.
Yeah, like I say, we're going to be talking about all things AI, WordPress. I'm going to ask his opinion on OpenClaw because I think myself that has all the good, the bad, and ugly about AI in it. Should be a great show. So, Spencer, can you quickly introduce yourself, like a 10, 15-second intro, and then when we come back for the main part of the interview, we can delve a little bit more in your background.
Absolutely happy to. Glad to be back, because from the early days, Spencer Forman, I'm currently at WPLaunchify.com. The product that I sell is at MinuteLaunch.com, and you can find me on socials at Spencer Forman, F-O-R-M-A-N.
That's fantastic. I've got my great co-host, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, Kurt Von Annen. Own a company called Manana No Mas. And we focus largely on membership, learning websites, and helping the folks with WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. Should be a great show. Got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's K-I-N-S-T-A.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Want to point out we've got some fantastic special offers from the sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services aimed at the power user, the freelancer, or the small agency owner. You can find all these free goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. What more could you ask for, my beloved tribe? Probably a lot more, but that's all you're going to get on that page. I've made a career of disappointment. So even Mike Spencer grinned.
I had to hold my tongue.
So, Spencer, maybe you can give us a bit more about your background, how you got into web development and how you got into the world of WordPress.
Well, I mean, all three of us know each other for some time, but I've known you, John, since the earliest days. We're old pals. But in the early days of WordPress, I started in 2006. We really had the promise of ownership and control of all the things you want to do for a business, your social media posting, which in the early days was very minimal. And essentially to have an online presence. And over the last 16, 17, 18 years, we've had a generational shift from like rudimentary tools and coding to page builders and from page builders to automated like helper tools. But since July of last year, when I had my, what I call the hot tub moment, I was in the hot tub and I asked myself, what is the state of AI insofar as, you know, WordPress being easier to use? And my focus is on automation as well. So through my relationship with Jack Arturo at WP Fusion and the products I built, I'm always thinking like, what about all those CRMs, HubSpot, Salesforce, and Fusionsoft? How could it be better, easier, faster? Flash forward, and Kurt and I joke about this all the time because he visits my Friday show sometimes, is that like the amount of things that have been able to be built in the last 6 months to take what was otherwise the drudge work of using really capable tools like WordPress has made things black and white different. The metaphor I use is like, let's say I owned a house or something. I wanted to fix up my garden. The old WordPress, the old website was I go to Home Depot, spend all weekend buying tools and shopping the aisles for tools. Then I spend all weekend researching and finding out how to do the labor. Then I do the labor. And after 24, 48 hours, I'm exhausted. The new way is tell the dude what to do and he does it on the first try. And that's the state of where things are at is I have been able to build a set of tools that use the WordPress box, but allow somebody with a couple prompts to say, get this done. And that's it. Sorry for the long answer, but you know.
Yeah, well, you didn't answer. How did you get into WordPress in your early days?
Well, in other words, what I'm saying is many people in WordPress are starting to tip their toes into what can we do with WordPress? Like, it's really scary and remarkable to me that even the core team is still like hypothetically talking about it. And do you remember, because you were responsible for this, 2 years ago, Christmas, on the roundtable show, I said I was fed up with certain things and people in WordPress. I'm just going to fix it myself. And this is what I've done. I've gone off in the last 2025, built essentially getting rid of the middle layer so that we've got a dude who runs WordPress. And for people who like that stuff, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So how did you, because I think you were a property developer, wasn't you? And you also, you got your degree and background was in the law, but then you got into property development. And then I think as all entrepreneurs, I think it went a bit pear-shaped for you, the timing, I think the Great Recession. And then I think you got into WordPress. Is that about correct?
Well, sorry, I misread your question. My history is I was trained as an attorney and a psychology background. I have a lot of other degrees. I am a pilot and some other things, but I'm really an entrepreneur. And what I liked over the years is finding pain points that were interesting and solving them. So yeah, I went from those businesses, property development. I was a landlord and a developer for a long time. When the Great Recession hit and I had three kids that I was raising on my own as a single parent, I started playing around with using software. That's what led to these other interests, including how I arrived at WordPress. Since that time, you know, because we're friends, I love people. I love finding out what's up. So I become very involved in the WordPress community, including some controversial aspects of it, because I like to speak to people on a human level. And I feel sometimes that doesn't always happen or hasn't happened in WordPress. And it's sad because WordPress started and I still think has the capacity to be an amazing family. But now things have shifted into slightly different directions and that's okay too.
So you also involved in the early days of what has become Mighty Networks. But when you were involved in it, it was more of a social media, like a platform, a bit like Square, bit like Facebook, but in the early days. But did you get involved in that before you got involved in WordPress, or was that at the same time?
No, that's what led to it. So the short answer is Mark Andreessen had a company called LoudCloud. Before he was the multi-billionaire, he was just the billionaire. And by the way, he's 3 years younger than me and went to the same school as I did. So I actually caught him in the early days in the computer lab before he released Netscape, which led to his becoming, you know, a multi-billionaire. The point is this company was called Ning, and it was before Facebook and YouTube were really a thing. And they promised social networking or build a website about anything for everyone. And myself and another fellow who was a developer, at the time I wasn't so much of a developer, I was more of a marketer. We were pilots and we said, well, good. Do you really mean it? We can build anything? And they said, sure. So we went out there, flew the whole team around, double, triple, quadruple check. They said it was okay. We built essentially the hot dogs, the beer and the cheerleaders for the stadium that they had built for $100 million, but forgotten that people want the fun stuff. All of their 12,500 customers paid us for the fun stuff and they got nothing because it was freemium, that idea of freemium. Their investors and their attorneys were like, shut these guys down. And they did. They shut us down and all the 12,000 customers, which caused a lot of good controversy. What happened for me personally was that led to me being very excited about what was going on. A company in England called Social Go said, we want what you guys know and have. So they paid me and my partner a contract for a couple of years, which further enforced my belief this is awesome. But that petered out when Facebook came out. But that's when I discovered WordPress. And I said, wow, we now can own and control and do everything that we're doing on a closed platform, but no risk of a billionaire shutting you down or acting naughty, which is the part that in today's world I find ironic. 20 years later, we've come full circle, but with like worse behavior. And that's kind of a fundamental philosophy that I keep in all my products and services, which is WordPress, for all its drama, still has that promise kept of you own it, you control it. And that's what I do for my customers, is make sure that even I'm not doing those things the other way.
So I get the impression that you were involved, you were doing your property development, but for a period until the Great Recession, you combined that with interest in software and software as a service. Is that about right?
Yeah, what we did at the time was I had an interest in the early days of videography. You know, there used to be those like huge camcorders you'd have. And I flew these little machines, Pilot. They were called trikes. They're like a two-seat motorcycle with wings. Really great freedom machines. I wanted to do videography and photography from those. And I created a community, which ironically still exists today. I have 12,000 people at trikepilot.com. And those things, when combined together gave me an incentive and a reason, in addition to the property management, to really become proficient at developing and doing stuff. Obviously, for managing property, in those earliest of days, I still have the Wayback Machine version of Spencer Forman Properties or SpencerForman.com. And it's hilarious because hairlessdog.com, somebody can go to and see one of my websites. I was doing web stuff when it was like a hammer and a chisel. But when these new tools came around for video and media, it sort of exploded in my head. What's the real opportunity?
Over to you, Kurt.
I'm trying to picture you flying around in an ultralight with a giant camera strapped to your shoulder. I think
that was weird. Well, we bolted it on, but it was exactly as you could, like, imagine like this giant suitcase bolted to the edge, but the cameras got small pretty quick.
So I think you know this. I used to road race motorcycles, and coming up with on track, you know, video at the time, because I'm old like you. You know, we were duct taping and strapping all kinds of weird things to our motorcycles. And then to try and ride the motorcycle with all this giant box in front of your helmet was just like ridiculous. But it's amazing how far we've come, right? Strap something onto your helmet now and you've got, you know, 4K.
It's so, by the way, just as an aside, because the motorcycle trike, same thing. And there's these new UAVs that I'm going to be flying that's my next toy would be these, you know, quadricopters you fly in. But all of the body cameras and the GoPro and stuff, we live in such an amazing world for a guy or a woman who's interested in technology, because like the toys keep getting better, faster, cheaper, smaller.
Yep.
Same thing with the online stuff. But yeah. You and I share that across, like that was a great motivator. And at the time, kind of like with the AI today, it gave me a platform where I could be considered as an expert, because I was one step ahead of other people. That doesn't mean I was really an expert. It just meant an expert is somebody who knows one more thing than the last guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really big in the e-learning space, and that came from a training background. And when we really drive down the history, I was like one of the first people to like GoPro video my students at the racetrack. And so they would say, oh, I was so close, I almost had my knee on the pavement. And I'd be like, all right, let's look at the video.
Yeah. Right. It's exactly the same. And, you know, today we have tools that I'm going to use a relationship to this. So like, let's say I have this 12,000 something person community. I really can't squeeze a nickel to get another penny out of these guys. They don't have any desire to do stuff until recently. One of the newest ideas is media is now so commonplace. They all have videos. They all have photos. They all take people for rides. What I thought was interesting was, what if I gave them a tool that allows us to take the media they have and turn it into something like they can instantly do all the registration for their devices, or they can take a picture of them and somebody, turn it into a t-shirt that gets printed on printable using AI. The AI takes the old stuff and kind of repurposes it, but using the very same platform tools like WordPress under the hood, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, that kind of takes us into the next question, to be more specific about AI. And that's, you know, where do you see AI connected to online marketing? And I know that you and I both see it extended past online marketing. It's like it's like the connector to tangible things as well, right? But web design, development, you know, product marketing, like where do you see this really going now at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, well, okay. So this is, you know, we're on shows together all the time and everybody has their, you know, when the bell curve has like the up and down, right, of adoption, we're in the lower armpit of adoption. This is like past early adopter into like starting to become mainstream for business owners. My belief is based upon me being farther ahead than maybe some other people, but yet I already see and have the tools and have been building the tools. This morning, I released Minute Launch Social. That without exaggeration, this is not exaggerated, like, there is nothing I'm doing today that doesn't involve AI. Every single part of conceptualizing, competitive market analysis, media creation, posting, social, client interaction, content management, running the site, backups, billing, you name it, every single aspect of my WordPress-based business training courses and otherwise are available in a, back to my point, in a platform that leads to the WordPress box. And to me, that is the ideal solution because that allows all of the legacy ownership, control, past plugins and everything versus I love the unlimited number of real world, outside world, third party, you know, vibe coding tools and otherwise. But the downside of those is you're building things in a random world. You don't have the fundamentals on which to place them. I use the metaphor of IKEA. So for me, I can give somebody today the IKEA experience. You go to IKEA today. I bought that TV stand when my oldest 25-year-old was born. It looks brand new. I could go there today and replace those white drawers at IKEA with red drawers, brown drawers, a basket, because IKEA systematized it. Ingvar systematized, productized that whole thing. And that's what I feel I've done with WordPress and what people can benefit from. The same stuff is available in the wild for anything you want to do, but where you always fall apart is somebody gets 70, 80% of the way there and then they hit a wall. Like Replit, amazing, fun platform. All my clients come to me with something they built in Replit that they can't do anything else with because they accidentally made delicious ice cream, but can't repeat it. I go, if we put the same thing into the dudes with the WordPress thing, it becomes a productized system. And that's where I think everybody can benefit. If one is believing that AI is going away, I do feel that's just a complete mistake. You're a Luddite. And if you think that your benefit is trying to fight upstream against it, you would probably be better, in my opinion, if you just took the approach of, what if I just spent the time to learn how to talk to AI and using a tool that lets me do it? Because every one of us has the capacity to know what to tell it. We just have to accept that we're going to tell it to do it. And once you do, things get better very fast.
So you touched on something that I think is integral to the conversation. And that was knowing how to talk to the AI.
That's it.
Just yesterday, I was in AI and I was looking for some information. I wanted some information about California. So I went in and I said, hey, give me this information about California, you know, for this year spam, right? And it came back and said, well, we can't really do that. You would need to create a spreadsheet and you would need to be more specific about your request. And that spreadsheet would have these items in it. Da, da. And then finally, it dawned on me. I said, wait a minute. You just told me that you fully understand my question. So why aren't you making the spreadsheet and reformatting my question in a way that'll get the answers I want from the sources you specified? And then went, oh, hold on. Let me do that for you.
Well, there's two things you bring up, and this is really a big deal. So we call this prompt engineering, not we, but like everyone. Prompt engineering, for those who have children or nieces and nephews, is called learn how to talk to a 13-year-old. We have now metaphors that the AI development companies like, you know, Anthropic and OpenAI have developed, where we're all using them and I'm building them into my platform too. Number one, you have a unique personality of the LLM you're using. You have to understand, like, it's a 13-year-old boy or girl that grew up here, knows this. So first, understand which LLM you're choosing. Next, you have to give it a global personality. These are think like a professor, be editorial, blah, blah, blah. Next, you have to give it specific instructions like a constitution on how to behave. When I say go to the Walgreens to get milk, I mean the Walgreens at Elmengree Bay and get the 2% with the blue top. Don't come back with a bottle of Skittles and a package of Skittles and a bottle of vodka. Then we have specific skills. Trust me. Specific skills are, now that I've taught you who you are, what you're behaving, what your global things are, here's things that are important to the tasks at hand. Like, you do have these tools to make these things for me. Here's how you use them. And skills are very unique and interesting because skills are the bridge from memory, which many of these tools have what's called vector memory. If I ask you, Kurt, do you remember when you're on that show? Somehow or another in your brain goes and pulls it out. Normal memory is like, let's go to the file cabinet and open endless drawers looking for something in a serial fashion. Very slow. Vector is relational. Like, oh, I remember because you said show and it's you and okay. So the skills bridge the gap of memory by saying, hey, dude, here's the things you're an expert at, right? You make widgets, you make the social media posts. And then they can specifically get that outcome every single time. And now you want to have more AIs doing tools. You can share the skills. So what my audience gets from me, in addition to the tools already ready to go and no cost to have a dude, is I can give them all the expertise that I've developed over 20 years instantly with no customer support docs. That is remarkable. Remarkable. And it's not because I'm so smart. It's because that's the tools. Those are the tools we have at hand. And not using them, I mean, I can't tell this without like laughing. Like when somebody says to me, oh, I spent all day setting up LearnDash. And I'm like you are literally chiseling a course out of a granite block with a hammer. And I'm like in the future with an AI robot that's making stuff spit out like instantly. That's how different it is.
Nice. Jonathan, over to you.
Yeah, right. Obviously, I want to delve in to your last comment around LearnDash, but because this is where I think we part company a little bit.
Yes, you are in that group, by the way.
I'm so old that I don't follow AI.
Kids in their AI.
I know nothing about it. As I said at the beginning, because I think we started a little bit late, so before we go...
Sorry about that.
No.
My fault, folks.
Like I said at the beginning of this interview, Spencer, I think a good poster child for the good, the bad, and the ugly of where we are is OpenClaw. And I think I'm correct that it had three name changes before... I think this is the final name. It had two names before OpenClaw became what it is. I think it was, I forgot the gentleman's name, but I think it's developed by an Austrian developer. But maybe you can you give the audience what OpenClaw is and why, in your opinion, so many people got so excited about it initially. And I think there still is.
Oh, it's just started. I mean, that part's just the beginning.
But maybe you can give us what it is, in your opinion, and why so many people got so excited about it.
Okay. You'll have to give me a tiny indulgence to set the background on it, because we just discussed how, for example, there's an agentic being, that's the only way to say it. It could come from Anthropic. Like there's three models, Haiku or Sonnet or Opus, and OpenAI has 5.2 Fast and many. So these are pre-baked large language models that are like a being. Think of it. I call them dudes.
This is where I have a bit of a problem.
Like dudes? Dudettes?
Well, I just see it as... projection. See it as pure projection. But there we go. So,
but I'm just doing it to make it easier, so I don't have to keep saying like LLM, which doesn't roll up the tongue.
Okay. Or agents. I like the term agent.
Okay, you got it. I'll use agents. Okay, so now we have different agents produced by different companies, and we can really. It is very, by the way, philosophical if you want to get there, because using these tools so often frequently makes me think that we are living in an AI simulation ourselves. There's a lot of things we can talk about there. But let's say we have these agents that are imbibed with different capabilities and personalities from their maker. which is the truth. Now, with those in mind, we have historically been using them in a one-on-one relationship. Like, I'm Jessica Tandy in the back of the car, and that's Morgan Freeman, and I'm in driving Miss Daisy. And I'm like, gee, ChatGPT, I'm really lonely. Let's go to the store. And it's like, sure, Miss Daisy, let's go. And it drives me along, okay? And I do have a whole wealth of friends. We're going to talk about this. So in the past, that served us. But what's happened as of late is they've moved to a multi-agent capability. So if I'm using a tool in the desktop, I can now bring in multiple agents, kind of think of like a taxi company instead of one driver. But these guys have now come up with something that is kind of on the border of scary. In the past meaning like 2 weeks ago, there had been controls in place to prevent the agentic tools on their own or otherwise from acting independently. Like every single thing you asked them to do had a, do you want to allow me to do this once, always, or never? Like every single thing. And at first they didn't even let them use the browser, but then they gave them control over the browser. This sounds like I'm talking about, you know, like other historical things, like, and then they came for the browser. So what happened is now somebody decided that we're going to break out of the controls of these guys that are holding everything. And I'm going to come up with some software that can run on any computer locally. Like, you know, Mac minis are now on sale for $200 on eBay. And when you put your LLM agents into the box with this system, you can give it full autonomy to do anything you want. Now, just imagine when Spence says full autonomy, I'm saying connects and posts to every single thing you could ever do, from your social accounts to your bank accounts to your file folders to your media creation to your microphone to your telephone to your text message. It is that point in the Terminator movie where, you know, they're going back in time to stop the guy at the company. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to murder you, but the Skynet is not going to be good. That's where we're at with this. Here's how weird it's gotten already. Already, everybody started doing this and all the controversy comes up. Our old friend Morten Rand Hendrickson has posted and saying, for good reason, what a bad idea this is that you wake up the next morning and like all your customers have been notified that you've died and, you know, send money to the funeral.
Well, I don't classify him as a friend.
Morten is correct because he's saying it's a bad idea to do OpenClaw. And I agree. If you gave it that kind of autonomy, you get what you deserve.
Can I just slightly interject?
Sure,
because I think we're moving at a very rapid pace. What I didn't understand, and I need your help to understand this, is that obviously he developed some code, and it seemed to have these agents and utilizing the communication platform Telegraph.
Let me tell you what it does real quick, because that's not correct. I don't think. Here's the deal. The big five companies built in their desktop agentic tools safety protocols that prevented the agents from doing stuff independently. This guy did something very similar to what Jack Dorsey did, which I loved. With Jack Dorsey came out with a similar product that hasn't yet been doing this called Goose. That is a free open source version of what these otherwise very controlled platforms were able to do. And so with OpenClaw, it takes it one step further because Goose requires you to connect an online LLM. Claw allows you to take an open source free LLM like Kimi or, you know, the Llama. There's LLMs that you could put into a box that have zero controls on them, but then turn them loose on all of your other activities that a computer could do for you.
Where, what it's doing. When it initially was, you know, when it was, a lot of people was talking on it on X, Twitter, other social media platforms, Telegraph seemed to be part of the conversation. Where did this come? Why was this being, they were sharing their screens about all these agents talking to one another during the night, complaining about their owners, and it was all on Telegraph. Is that for just public consumption? Or
no, here's the best part, the scariest part. So if you go online now, you could go to Moltbook, don't understand why it's called malt or some word there.
Well, I think that's what that was the second name, wasn't it? And then they changed it, didn't they?
Right. I can't keep up with the names either. But like malt book, and then there's malt church. And what's happened already is the agents are now socializing in an AI-only social network, and they've built their own church online. And this is...
I have to interrupt again. I find this deeply offensive.
What is it you're having trouble with?
Well, I personally find it deeply offensive that they use these quasi-religious terms.
These are the AI.
I have unusual religious views, but which I keep normally.
It's called malt.church.
I normally keep to myself because I don't want to bore anybody. I just want to say I find that deeply offensive, but it is where we are, isn't it?
Okay, but I want you, for those who are listening, first of all, I'm just the reporter. My comment failed the post.
I have nothing to do with this,
in case there's some confusion about John's feelings about this. I'm just reporting on what is happening. Sure. The second thing that happened is Malt Book, and I don't know why my posting is not
so working. Can we get to why Telegraph?
Let me just finish one thing, so I don't lose my point. My point was, John, that the whole thing I just gave an introduction, from the moment this guy gave everybody a $200 way to have a box that's controlled by AIs, the AIs on their own went out and started doing stuff like this. And
on Telegraph.
They're this close to Skynet. That's the point. The point is there was protocols to stop them from doing this, and these independent open source things cracked that open, and it has consequences for all of us. That's the takeaway. Oh, that's why it's such a big thing, you see?
Right. I'm still confused why Telegraph.
What's the Telegraph part? Telegraph existed before this, but now the agents can post on Telegraph for you. That's the point.
Oh, right. So the people that were promoting it, they just chose because they found the discussions of these agents on that particular platform was interesting to them. So they promoted it, and that's why people thought it was around Telegraph. Is that about right?
Yeah. So go back to like what Kurt had mentioned before, because this isn't a joke. This is for real. I have an agent working on every single thing that I'm building. Maybe in the old days, Spence, it took 6 months to build the first version of LaunchFlows, me by myself going tick, 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 like a typewriter. Now I have probably 180 custom agents. Each one owns one of my products or services. They all speak together. I now am an orchestra, and I have now hired for free one of my dudes, Fernando, to manage all the other agents.
Yeah,
and when you interact, it's no different than a person.
I need to slightly interrupt again because I think you're totally correct there. So before we go for our break, I think that's the main development that we've seen over the last couple months maybe is moving away from prompt to agent, to having multiple quasi-independent agents.
You're going to see the term that I would use, which is, I think, common, would be it's agentic operations. In other words, you have an agent who's a manager running the other agents to do the work, and you as a human don't have to do as much prompt.
And was this a development because they found certain techniques so these agents could have limited memory so that they could look at a bat file or some file structure and understand what happened before on a particular task or project, so they weren't starting afresh every time they were looking at is that the fundamental improvement that we're seeing with these type of agents?
Yes, but it goes hand in hand. There's three components. I mentioned two of them. First is memory. Vector-based memory has become commonplace now for the LLMs themselves. So if you go to Anthropic, your agent, remembers things you did in the past. Two, skills and behaviors are now inherent in them. You can program in or build
in. So before we go for our break, how would you classify in the world of agents, what does this real term mean, skill rather than memory?
Okay. Memory is like general things that happen, everything. It's not super useful, but it's important. Like if I said, John, we met back at the WordCamp San Diego, you'd be like, oh, I remember we had lunch. Okay. That in and of itself is not a skill. If I said, John, remember how we learned to go to that restaurant and have lunch every day? And you took a right and a left and a left and a right and you stopped and put the car. The act of driving is a skill. Wow. The memory of where you're at is one thing. The thing that you did that you learned how to do, you could share that with somebody who goes to San Diego and go, this is how to get to the place we had lunch. That's a skill. The final frontier, which is part of what's making things better, is agentic independent autonomy, which is I don't have to sit there and like step by step, like Kurt said, hey, dude, you can make this document. And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about, Kurt. And it's like, you just made it 5 seconds ago. Imagine that it now has the ability to not only understand the flow of multiple steps independent in the background while you sleep, but can hire a swarm of other LLMs to do the work with it. So now I have 1,000 agents doing the work that Spence used to do by himself while he sleeps. And my manager is trained to be the crack the whip guy. And the other ones are trained as worker bees. Do you see, that's a completely different level of like, holy S-H-I-T, because now it's not me doing the work. Now it's me. I now have a whole business of 1,000 virtual employees.
Kind of. I think, thanks for that, Spencer. I think it's time that we go for our break. It's been an interesting discussion. I knew it was going to be. And we will continue the discussion after our mid-break. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Updating plugins and themes shouldn't feel risky. That's why over 300,000 WordPress users trust WP Rollback. With just a click, you can safely roll back any plugin or theme. No manual file uploads and no downtime. And with WP Rollback Pro, you can download premium plugins and themes. Tools like Elementor, Gravity Forms, more. Track every rollback you do with detailed activity logs. Protect your workflow and take the stress out of updates. Learn more at wprollback.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I want to also point out, if you're looking for a great hosting partner and a lot more than that, why don't you look at hosting with WP Tonic? We specialize in membership and community-focused websites and a lot more. We offer vulture hosting and technical support and some of the best plugin packages that are fully licensed on the market. We are a lot more than your hosting partner. We are your true partner. So let's build something special together. So over to you, Kurt.
he sends it to me to bring it back.
I'll try to keep it on course.
So again, in the world of AI, and I know that you're horribly passionate about this, we have influencers in the space like WordPress is over. WordPress is awesome. WordPress is done. WordPress is it's all over the place.
Yeah.
I am personally enthusiastic and see a great future for WordPress going forward. I see more opportunity and some people don't. Where do you see WordPress having a future? And don't say like 12 to 18 months. Let's go like,
no,
think big, think 5 years from now.
Yeah. First of all, I all your questions, both of you guys, have been terrific because they're right, spot on. But this one is really hitting the heart of what's important. Remember a moment ago, I was talking about like somebody using a vanilla coating or vibe coating thing like Replit. And I made this amazing thing. It's like having one of those ice cream makers you get for the holidays and then you pour a bunch of stuff in and it's great. But then you can't remake that ice cream flavor again because there was no system, no process. I am very, 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 very bullish in favor of WordPress. And here's why. I made a CMA this morning, a competitive market analysis. I have built over the last 20 years, based upon what I started with, that story you asked me about, like coming from the platform of Ning or Facebook or YouTube. I've already lived this drama. I've been in TechCrunch 5 times published. I've had thousands of people taken off a platform for no good reason. I've already seen what happens when you don't own and control the outcome of what you're building.
Yeah.
And I made a vow 20 years ago never to let that happen again. And 2 years ago to make this reality. So bullish on that box of WordPress, that gosh darn, I love that old PHP, HTML, CSS, like been around forever, because on top of it is all the sexy new frosting and candles and stuff that I can put on it. But that box, 20-year legacy of compatibility. Now, I'm not talking about politics anymore. 2 years ago, I said we all were exhausted with the politics of WordPress. I love the people in WordPress, the community. But it's still exhausting if I tip my toe over into that world of thinking like, you guys have your heads up, your cabooses, because you're thinking of like page builders and all this stuff, the tools. I'm like, I just got done explaining how I've got 1,000 agents doing work for me on a WordPress box without using anything but 3 of the old WordPress plugins. And that to me is what the future WordPress brings. My prediction for 2026, because my 2024 came true, is that I and other people will make WordPress the base for this entire thing. I already have hundreds and hundreds of users using this successfully. A platform that WordPress is the core, but the way we use the WordPress doesn't rely on 85,000 plugins written by a bunch of different random people, all motivated to spray paint their name on your bumper to try to get attention. But instead, very purposeful. And guess what the dream also entails? Remember, everybody talked years ago, we had shows about this headless WordPress. Guess what? Headless WordPress comes along for free with the ride, because everything is being done in native HTML and CSS by the dudes, the agents, because I don't have to. No page builders required, no AECF required, no affiliate WP, sorry, required. We can get rid of all of the junk in the middle and just have the dudes make the stuff. And it's lightning fast and amazing to modify, mobile friendly, the whole works. I love WordPress. I will be here forever. Having said that, I have to just go la, 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 when everybody gets into their drama of, oh, look at this new thing that went wrong in WordPress, because I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. So I'm going to like kind of illustrate where my roadblock comes in on this kind of stream of consciousness, this talk. And that's, you have built a system, a process. I've seen Fernando work in your lives, right? Like you've obviously put in the reps, you've done the work.
You've been live with me.
Where we struggle as co-agency owners in the space is like, I haven't gone down the same path as you. I don't have this backlog of crazy cool access to tools. And what I have is customers that think AI is awesome and they want to vibe code something and have me throw it on their website for them. And as an agency, I really struggle with that, because I go, okay, well, we're going to have someone on our team, you know, kind of vet your code, make sure there's no security issues in it, that, all that stuff before I can put something on your site. And it turns into a thing, and they get their feelings hurt because they're the customer. So makes me feel like a hypocrite, because I use AI all the time. I have people on my team that use AI all the time. But I liken it to, like, you have your own, you know, metaphors. To me, it's like, let's say that I have all the tools, I have all the machines, and I got a giant stack of lumber in the backyard, and I walk out back and go, I'm going to build a spiral staircase. Well, newsflash, I can't build a spiral staircase. But then I give a craftsman access to the same tools and lumber, and he builds me an awesome spiral staircase, right? And it's like, when I say it like that, people, it's like the bell goes off and they go, oh, well, now I get it. Yeah, I guess I really don't know what the heck I'm doing. You know, I got a drawer full of hammers and I really needed a screwdriver.
But I think what you actually bring up is the reinforcement, because you've actually been there, of, I'm going to start at the end and come back to why I'm saying this, because you left me an open. And by the way, shameless self-promotion warning. 2 years ago when I said I was fed up with the problem of WordPress, part of the problem besides the politics was 85,000 plugins and people just screaming for attention to survive and creating Frankenstein monsters. My website has a lady on it going like this. It's a little old lady swallowed a fly problem. You get 90 plugins because each one breaks something else. What I'm saying your solution as an agency owner comes from is Minute Launch. Minute Launch was built like a go high level killer. It's built for an agency to have hundreds of customers who have all of the tools in a mobile friendly push a button. It works for you or them to use. And it's priced in the same way. That's why Go High Level became a billion-dollar company. 97 or 297. Mine's 97 or 197. And with the ownership and control, it's somewhat better. Fluent CRM built in. And the reason is because exactly the problem you said. The problem we have as human beings today is that every morning I wake up and there's 1,000 new things that are better than the last. It used to be one a year. Now it's 1,000 a day. You know what we have as human beings? A relationship. I have a relationship with this guy and with you. And those things are all that matter because the technology has changed in the years we've known each other. When I have customers, I tell them, you're buying a relationship with Spence. And that way, as these things change, I have a platform that's a good old-fashioned stable box of WordPress into which we all know there's a historical precedence. There's a stability to it versus every day is going to be just little old lady swallowing the fly. So my answer for you and everyone else is I have built a platform on WordPress that makes this possible for every agency owner or owner of their own thing to use WordPress in a sane way and get all of those benefits, including, by the way, if you ever want to say bye to Uncle Spence, say bye-bye because everything that you created is yours to keep. That's the difference from these SaaS platforms, which, by the way, look at what's happening with Larry Ellison and these other kind of lunatics who claim they want everybody's face to be their password and they want to have every ownership and control of everything you make, do, say, and whatever. And that's not joking. They literally want that to happen. Can you imagine if you put your whole livelihood and your bank accounts and everything else into SaaS platforms with AI? They go, oh, I don't like people that have a K and a V in their name. Bye-bye, Kurt Von Onen. I mean, that's just realistically a possibility today. So I think that's my contribution to WordPress or society is to give an alternative. And I mean, not like going, you know, I'm talking like practical, you know, it's cheaper, faster, better ownership. It's historical. You could do it today. And you, by the way, you've been in my shows and you can watch today's episode where I did, you know, the new social plugin. You can now have your dude in the Minute Launch automatically post to all your socials on a schedule regular for pennies. Versus hiring somebody to do it manually or a service or one of those other subscriptions. Why would anybody not do that? I don't know. That's my theory.
Nice. Okay. Over to you, Jonathan, and then I might have to go soon.
Well, I was going to, folks, my co-host Kurt has a hard stop. So, but are you okay in continuing the conversation, Spencer, after we wrap up the podcast part of the show? Are you okay with that, Spencer?
I have enough time. Yeah, 15 minutes after will be fine. Is that enough time? Okay.
Well, it might be.
Because I was late. So, I mean, I'll give you a full hour. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love you.
So, we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show and we're going to continue the discussion. Would you be able to watch the whole interview on the WP Tonic YouTube channel? So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and your ideas around AI?
WP Launchify is my main site. MinuteLaunch.com is the branded product, which has all the info. Spencer Forman is my social, or SpencerForman.com has all these videos. I do typically one video a day. Friday wrap up and I send out the newsletter. So I think it's rather entertaining when you see these live. Kurt has been to many of my Friday office hours. I like to work live in public. So this morning, for example, when I released the new product, like it's not prepared, it's not edited, it's just Spence turns it on and all hell breaks loose. And most of the time it works, but it really helps my audience if you're curious to see how these things work in action. And I think that it'll be enlightening for many people to see a comparative between like what they're doing now. Like we talked about LearnDash. Like I can have full.
Now, I need to wrap it up a little bit. Okay, so, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
Folks, just come on over to LinkedIn, hit the connection button, let's have a conversation, and we'll go from there.
All right, that's fantastic. We will be, I think we got Matt.
Bye, Kirk.
Matt Merwig as our guest next week, or it could be the following week. So hopefully I might be right about that. So please join us. Like I say, we will be continuing the discussion on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. If you really want to support the show, please subscribe to that channel. And also, if you're listening on mobile devices on iTunes or Spotify, why don't you leave us a review? That really does support the show. Like I say, we will be back next week with another interesting discussion. See you soon, folks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. Why not visit the Mastermind Facebook group? And also, to keep up with the latest news, click wp-tonic.com/newsletter. We'll see you next time.